Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. In September, the author and syndicated columnist Dan Savage started an online movement called It Gets Better, following a rash of suicides by gay teenagers across America. He began by making a YouTube video with his partner, Terry, encouraging lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender young people to hold on to hope even when faced with severe bullying. 2 months later, the It Gets Better project has turned into a worldwide movement, inspiring over 50,000 user-created videos with over 15 million views. Dan Savage joins us today. Hi, Dan. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, did I get that number right? Is it five? It's 5,000 user-created videos,
yeah,
right?
More than 5,000 at this point.
I had an extra zero in my copy. But listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you been bullied? Or do you know someone who has been bullied for their sexual orientation? Have you or someone you know been helped by the It Gets Better campaign? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And let's start by just listening to a clip of Dan himself from the It Gets Better video that started the campaign.
If my adult self could talk to my 14-year-old self and tell him anything, I would tell them to really believe the lyrics to Somewhere from West Side Story. There really is a place for us. There really is a place for you. And one day you will have friends who love and support you. You will find love. You will find a community. And that life gets better.
So, Dan, when you and your partner, Terry, first posted this video, what did you expect?
Well, I hoped that maybe 100 or a couple of hundred listeners to my podcast and readers of my column would respond as we had responded to the suicides, make a video, put it up, talk about not our experiences so much with bullying, but our experiences as adults and our satisfaction and contentment, our joy, really. And the day it went up, my email crashed because we're getting so many emails about it through the YouTube account we created. And within 12 hours, we had 6 videos. And within 24 hours, we had, I think, 100 videos. And by the end of 5 days, we reached the limit for the number of videos we could post on our YouTube account of 650. And so just in 5 days, we went to 650. And at that point, we realized that this was going to be something much bigger than we expected.
And we're going to play in just a minute a longer clip from one of the videos that was submitted. This is going to be about 2 minutes long. But just to set this up, when you watch the videos submitted by other people, you see them sharing their very personal, emotional stories. What did you learn?
Oh, my God. You know, what I learned was that the old deal was crashing with these videos, that we had unleashed something. By my partner and I giving ourselves permission to talk to these LGBT kids, because that was really what was radical about the act. The deal had always been, for gay adults, implicitly, you know, you're ours to torture till you're 18, and then you can do what you want. You can move to New York City, you can come out, you can do whatever you want once you're 18. The only thing you're not allowed to do is talk to the kids we're currently still torturing. Because if you try to talk to them, if you try to reach out to them, we'll accuse you of being a pedophile, we'll accuse you of recruiting or attempting to brainwash our Carl Palladino. And my partner and I, by giving ourselves permission to talk about our experience of bullying, to talk to these kids, gave everybody else permission to not just talk to these kids, but also open up to them, you know, about what they experienced and to each other. And that's what's been kind of most shocking for us, is we've watched videos that friends made talking about their bullying experiences. We had no idea what they went through. These close friends, people we'd known for 10, 15, 20 years, no idea what they'd suffered, because we all sort of pretended it didn't happen. And that was really what was hardest sometimes about watching videos, make us cry. We'd sit there and watch these videos, people talking about their what they suffered, and then how far they'd come, how much joy they had in their lives now, and we were tremendously moved.
Because they all concluded with the idea that it gets better?
It gets better. And that's the message that a lot of these kids really need to hear. You know, if you're 13, 14, 15 years old, what you're saying, I think, when you kill yourself because you're being bullied, is that you can't picture a future with enough joy in it to compensate for the pain you're in now. And by adult LGBT people, which is very hard to say, opening up about their lives now, not just sharing their bullying stories, but opening up about their satisfactions, their happinesses, reconciliations with families that may have been homophobic, the loves in their lives, the friends in their lives. It really disproves the lies that so many of these kids have been told about being gay or lesbian, bi or trans, that they're going to be miserable, that their families will never accept them, that they'll never find a faith tradition that accepts them if their current one rejects them. And by adult gays and lesbians and bi and trans folks opening up about their lives, it really shattered for a lot of these kids that those lies, and hopefully did the job of giving them hope to hang in there.
And we should probably mention, by way of timeline, that the inspiration for this for you was in large measure Billy Lucas, who was a 15-year-old from Indiana who committed suicide in early September. That was before the suicide at Rutgers.
Yes.
That became such a big story around here and I think nationwide.
Yes.
So it was – you were poised to get the message out after that because you had already launched this. But you were thinking about this even before the famous Rutgers incident. So let's listen to one of the more well-known It Gets Better videos. This is an excerpt of the video by Fort Worth, Texas City Councilman Joel Burns – in a speech given to the city council.
One day when I was in the ninth grade, just starting Crowley High School, I was cornered after school by some older kids who roughed me up. They said that I was a faggot and that I should die and go to hell where I belonged. Ashamed, humiliated, and confused, I went home. There must be something very wrong with me, I thought, something I could never let my family or anyone else know. I think I'm going to have too hard a time with the next couple of sentences that I wrote. And also, I don't want my mother and father to bear the pain of having hear me say them. So I will just say, and I'll skip ahead, I have never told this story to anyone before tonight. Not my family, not my husband, not anyone. But the numerous suicides in recent days have upset me so much and have just torn at my heart. And even though there may be some political repercussions for telling my story, this story is not just for the adults who might choose or not choose to support me. This story is for the young people who might be holding that gun tonight, or the rope, or the pill bottle. You need to know that the story doesn't end where I didn't tell it on that unfortunate day. There is so, so, so much more. Yes, high school was difficult. Coming out was painful. But life got so much better for me. And I want to tell any teen who might see this, give yourself a chance to see just how much better life will get.
Fort Worth, Texas City Councilman Joel Burns in a speech given to the city council and one of the It Gets Better videos in Dan Savage's series. What are you hearing from people? Well, you know, instead of asking you, I'm gonna turn to our callers and we're going to ask folks what they feel when they watch videos like the one we just heard from Councilman Burns and other related things. And let's start with Andrew in the Bronx. Andrew, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been consistently harassed for being openly gay ever since my family moved me to this country. We came here in the 80s. We thought it was going to be like a dream because America is supposed to be the dream. The only thing we learned about America was that it's the free to discriminate. Yeah, maybe the free of the brave, but still. I was in private school, removed because I kept being called faggot, homo, flamer. Went to public school, same thing. Ended up being homeschooled. Ended up going to Wall Street. I got 5 security licenses from there, and then I ended up going into real estate. I have 3 licenses in that. I recently just sued my employer and won for workplace harassment. I'm not supposed to discuss this too openly, but it can get better for some, but it's really unfortunate for myself where I live in the biggest city and most wonderfully culturally diverse city on our planet, and I still hear faggot, flamer, homo when I walk down the street. And I'm not telling you that I am openly gay in the way that I'm flamboyant with my style. You know, I wear my baggies, I wear my T-shirts, I wear my hat, but still, sometimes it gets better, but now I just isolate. I stay at home. I barely go out of my house unless I got to do my laundry or go grocery shopping.
So are you a little cold to hearing this message because of the problems and the discrimination and bullying that still does exist?
I think what it is for myself that I guess because I was so sheltered growing up with my family that it was just such an abrasive and frightening reality that this is how people in this new country that we came to actually treat each other, and they feel that this is okay. You know, it's great that there are people out there who have gotten better things in life and have experienced less so much harassment, if you will, over their openness and their homosexuality. But my case, it's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy being a hermit. I'm very happy being, you know, unsocial and just staying at home. And
Andrew, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And
sure.
And Dan, I don't know if you want to react to him in particular. I know that some other members of the LGBT community, even for as much appreciation of the series as there is, have taken issue with the campaign, saying it doesn't offer help for the immediate problems that people are facing.
Well, I've always acknowledged that the campaign doesn't do what we've never claimed that it could do, which is instantly solve the problem of bullying in middle and high school environments. What the campaign can and is doing is really sending a message to LGBT kids who may be in despair at this moment, a message of hope that they may need. There's also a tremendous number of videos that talk about not just how it will get better in the future, and I even think for the previous caller, it has to be better now, even now, than it was in middle school or was in high school. Not just a message that it will get better, but also real practical and good advice and hundreds of videos about how to make it better right now in your high school, how to work with GLSEN and start a GSA, how to find support wherever you are, even from the Trevor Project if you're in crisis at this moment. So the videos aren't just, oh, wait, it'll get better, which a lot of people are slamming them for, some of the critics. A lot of the videos are, here's what you can do to make it better for yourself and your peers scare straight in the high school where you're at right now.
You mentioned GLSEN. What is GLSEN?
The Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. I believe, always referring to them by their acronym and not spelling the name up, but they're the organization that works on bullying programs in high schools, works on starting GSAs, works on holding schools and school districts accountable for the environment.
Judy in Orangeburg, you're on WNYC with Dan Savage. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to thank Dan for his campaign. I'm the mother of a young gay youth. And he and I watched the videos together, and I have to say, we cry together, we laugh together. He loves them. I think it gives him a real feeling like there is a future for him, that he can have the life everyone else has by seeing what other people have to say. So I wanted to thank him for that.
Thank you. And I'm glad the videos have been a tonic for your son.
I think a lot of people who are critical probably don't have a child in this situation who actually, you know, can get something from them. And I encourage schools to also have children watch them.
Judy, thank you so much. Antonia in Emerson, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Antonia.
Hello. Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate this opportunity. And I think that Mr. Savage's overall approach is really important, because suicide is just such a tragedy. As a transgendered woman, I know that it has gotten better. I have my own independent business. My surgery was paid for by insurance in the 90s, so we have made huge progress. The problem is that we're not going to make any more progress unless we combine caring for our own community with political action. The Republicans are obviously a lost cause, but as someone with a progressive bent, it seems to me that the Democrats have taken us totally for granted. Let me point out that the Defense of Marriage Act was signed by Mr. Clinton, as was Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And we still have a Democratic president, President Obama, who still is playing games with removing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It would certainly help to support Mr. Savage's campaign if occasionally we could get a little more progress on the social and political side. I want to compliment his efforts. Thank you very much, Brian.
Antonia, thank you very much. And in fact, one of the It Gets Better videos was submitted by President Obama.
I don't know what it's like to be picked on for being gay, but I do know what it's like to grow up feeling that sometimes you don't belong. It's tough. And for a lot of kids, the sense of being alone or apart, I know it can just wear on you. And when you're teased or bullied, it can seem like somehow you brought it on yourself for being different or for not fitting in with everybody else. But what I want to say is this: you are not alone. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything to deserve being bullied.
But Dan Savage, I think you've been critical of President Obama along the lines of our last caller, right?
I have. I've been a very vocal critic of President Obama and the Obama administration for the foot dragging on LGBT issues. And the chickens are coming home to roost. The percentage of the gay vote that went to Republicans in the midterms, which I find mind-blowing, increased by, I think, 30%.
The stat I saw was 31% of people who identified as gay in the exit polls voted for Republicans?
Yeah, and it was a huge jump. And because a lot of gay voters are concluding that if there's no progress under the Democrats and no regress really on gay rights under the Republicans, what difference does it make who you vote for? I find that very short-sighted. I'm not a single-issue voter myself, even as a gay voter. Some people criticize me for thanking the president for making the video and praising the video, but it is, we can hold their feet to the fire on policy and the changes and the promises that were made to the gay community that there hasn't been action on DOMA and DADT, while also acknowledging here you have the President of the United States saying to gay kids, there is nothing wrong with you. You've done nothing to deserve this bullying. And that is implicitly the President of the United States saying to gay kids, there's something wrong with the people in your life who are telling you there's something wrong with you, which includes your peers, all too often for LGBT kids, their parents, their preachers, their faith leaders. That is tremendously powerful. And as a gay person who can remember what it was like to be a gay kid, if I had had the President of the United States on my side in that way 35 years ago when I was in high school, it would have been very powerful, and we're very grateful to the President for contributing a video.
Here's a caller who I think is dialing in from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Tony, are you in Amsterdam?
Yes, I've been living here since 2004 now.
And I'm glad you still listen to the Brian Lehrer Show. So what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Dan Savage. And what the videos did for me was that it caused me to go back. Because my life has turned out so well, and I do live this wonderful life, but it made me go back and think about what I was. One day I'd had a dispute with my siblings, my brothers, and because my mother took their side and it was all my fault, I grabbed a hand of pills. Now I think they were placebo, but anyway, there were several pills, and I took them because I just felt like it was all, what could I do? That I was alone. And I hadn't thought about that in years. And once with the suicides happening with the kids and me listening to those videos, it brought it up.
Dan?
That's part of what the video project has really unleashed, is for a lot of gays and lesbians, these memories of painful times that we stuffed down and wanted to ignore and forget about as quickly as possible. That's sort of been an ancillary benefit, I guess would be the word, although I'm kind of uncomfortable how positive a word that is, in the remembering that the videos have unleashed for a lot of LGBT adults about what they went through. And what we've seen is through this process of remembering, unearthing a lot of these painful memories, is that LGBT adults are taking action now in a way that they didn't or haven't felt entitled to before in defense of LGBT kids who are being tormented and persecuted in schools now. There was a sort of learned helplessness in the gay community about gay kids, because we knew from personal experience what it was like and how difficult it was, but also it had been beaten into us that we weren't allowed to talk to children because it would bring the blood libel charge against gay people, which is that we're trying to rape or recruit children into homosexuality. So we just didn't do anything. We forgot about what we suffered because we couldn't do anything about it for the kids who were currently suffering. And what the videos have allowed through the social media is people to reach out and do something. And now we're harnessing a lot of that activism to do more, to support GSAs, to support GLSEN, to support the Trevor Project, and to make sure that kids out there know about the existence of It Gets Better at itgetsbetter.org and can find their way to these videos and find the help and support and advice that they need.
And Tony, I appreciate your call and your courage. Obviously, it's an emotional, your own story is emotional for you to tell. Obviously, even at this point where you say things have gotten so much better for you, do you think the climate is much different, for better or for worse, in the Netherlands now that you've been there 6 years than in the United States?
For kids, yes, very much, because there is something, in Dutch culture, they touch the kids, they love it, and you can see it. you can see it. And I'm sure, like all kids, you hear have the teasing, sissy, whatever have you. But there is something very different in the culture here about how it's handled with the kids. And the kids, they all know they have gay uncles, they have the family have gay friends, and it is. I can't really describe it, but there is something very different about Dutch culture and how they approach homosexuals and, you know, yeah.
Tony, thank you very much again for calling in.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Now, Dan Savage, before you go, some of our listeners know that we are gathering gift ideas for our 2010 Brian Lehrer Show gift guide. Listeners, you too can give the gifts the guests are giving or decide, nah, that's not for me, and I'm going to contribute to the gift list too. So, Dan Savage, you're up. What are you giving this year that maybe is creative and different?
Oh, God. I probably shouldn't talk about the pot brownies that they sell at a certain market in Seattle that I frequently give. I won't talk about that.
Uh-oh.
I'm not the gift buyer in my family. My husband buys the gifts for people, including himself. So I'm really terrible. The It Gets Better Project t-shirts that are at itgetsbetter.org for a certain donation might be a terrific gift. I give books. I still believe in the printed word. I'm probably going to be giving a lot of Armistead Maupin's new book, Marianne in Autumn. I just about halfway through it, and it's terrific. And Sex at Dawn is a terrific book that I've been giving to a lot of people.
Good.
But I'm a very boring gift giver, and I apologize for not having a better answer.
It wasn't that boring. And listeners, we'll launch the gift guide online very soon, and you'll be able to go there to review with Dan and many other guests this season are giving. So in our last 20 seconds, what's next for It Gets Better?
We've created the standalone website, not just the YouTube project channel now at itgetsbetter.org. And we're sorting the videos and tagging them so that they're easier to search so that kids can find, you know, the Mormon kids can more easily find the videos made by Mormon adults. The trans kids can more easily find the videos made by trans adults. And we're using the website and the campaign to raise money for Trevor and for GLSEN and to make sure that kids know that these videos are there and the parents know and the teachers know that they're there and they can find them.
Dan Savage, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowart produced this program with Alan Smith and Karen Camp. Intern help today from Kristen Clark and Alec Hamilton. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale, our senior producer, Megan Ryan.